Joining us in the media center following the Lucas Oil Southern Nationals, Ron Capps, your funny car winner. Ron picked up the victory over Tim Wilkerson on a hole shot. 399-1 beats a 397-8. Ron has won now three races in a row, beginning in Houston, then on to Z-Max, and here at Atlanta Dragway. First time that has happened. Ron, just a hard-fought win once again, and again, three wins in a row.
It's that pinch me moment. I mean, I've got such a great team right now, and it's cliche to hear that and cliche to say it. A lot of people say it, but I think our fans understand when I say it. The car speaks for itself here lately. I mean, just Ron Tobler and Hop, you know, Eric, our assistant crew chief, his nickname is Hop, and he those two together, they're the dynamic duo. It's so fun to watch the approach that they have in the lounge of the trailer and think about what's going to happen next, what the track's doing, and just I'm able to sit in there, put my fire suit on, and listen to what they're doing and sort of know what the car is going to do because of how they're speaking. And I don't know if a lot of people will know at home watching on TV or not, but this was probably one of the more difficult racetracks to navigate. I know for a crew chief, but definitely as a driver. There's some bumps that are still at this racetrack now, and I'm not ripping on the track. It gives it character. But it was very, very hard to navigate this track, and you really had to be ready for two or three different sets of bumps. And as a driver, it's with the front ends the way they are and the laid-back headers, it's lifting the front end and carrying it, you know, half a football field at a time and bouncing it. And it makes for an exciting run, but at the same time, you're just hoping the car stays in the middle of the groove, which ours did. And I know as a crew chief going up there, the conditions change, and we had some tough care. You know, I said this last week. When we have what people consider a softer side of the ladder, perhaps, we don't ever seem to have that. And every time we have, like I said last weekend, and we looked at the ladder today, and look who we had. I mean, we had to race Robert Heitz's car in the semis, which went 88 twice in the heat with Jimmy Prock, and just... You know, Wilkerson in the final, we knew he's going to break out and be good here soon, and he was. He actually ran quicker than we did in the final. So funny car's just getting tougher and tougher.
Take me into the lounge for that matchup, Ron Tobler versus Jimmy Prock. They are friends. They hang out together. And we all know that those kind of rivalries are, in many ways, the most intense, especially since you guys have had the upper hand in the battle for the recent history. What was the conversation about what Jimmy was going to do and what you guys needed to do and what was going to happen? Take me behind the scenes.
Well, we'd already had J.R. Todd first round. We knew that's a tough car. We got past him. Then we had John Force. We knew that car could run from the incrementals the run before. Got by John Force in a very close race. But we kept hearing the radio and saw on paper that Jimmy had run the 88s when that was light years ahead of the rest of us. And it told us, A, that the track would hold it, but B, the matchups that we have and what's funny is Ron Tobler and Jimmy Prock and their wives are going for a week-long trip, I think, down to the Dominican Republic or
Turks and Caicos.
And they go on these trips together, and it cracks me up because I wonder what they talk about when they're sitting around. And I know Tobler, this is big to get a win like this because when they're sitting around the pool and enjoying themselves, I guarantee he's going to rib them a little bit. And Jimmy Prock, on our side in the lounge, Jimmy Prock brings every bit of Ron Tobler out. I don't see him get like that unless we race Dickie Venables or Jimmy Prock. And he gets a certain, just the way that he approaches it. And I can tell. I could walk in and not even know who we're going to race. And I would know it's Jimmy Prock the way he is. And I know that Jimmy Prock, being on our team at DSR before, I know he approaches it the same way. So it's fun for a driver. I know Robert and I, we enjoy it because we know those two are going to go up there, and we're two lucky dudes, man. We got to do our job, but we're going to have a battle. And they had lane choice, and we got up there, and there was issues with Hagen's car, and they left something at the starting line, and we thought for sure they're going to change lanes on us, and they didn't. And, that was a big win.
40 reaction time in the final round. Did you roll in? Were you taking some? And obviously, Wilkerson, kind of a Cinderella story, fan favorite. You mentioned it on the stage that he's got a Napa situation going on, Auto Care Center, and that he's a beloved guy. But right now, you are in your own world as champ to win three in a row is spectacular, and you showed it on the starting line.
Yeah, I'm not so sure that was a – I don't know what his light was.
110.
Well, see, we might have won a little bit anyway, even if I hadn't, but I did put it in. So I hate the fact it shows up like that. I'm happy that Tim ran good. I'm a Tim Wilkerson fan, like you said, and he was a Napa car top alcohol dragster back in the day when I was a crew member on an alcohol dragster, and he ran a funny car that was sponsored by Napa and still part of the Napa Auto Care family. So there's not a – I don't think – a fan that doesn't like Tim Wilkerson, no matter who their favorite is, they still secretly probably pull for him. He's just a great guy. So, and on top of that, he's a tuner, a driver, and he's that old school, you know, that really I love. It takes you back to the 70s when they tuned him, drove him. And so I get up to race him. I love the fact that he's punching in his MSD box before he gets in the car. All I got to do is put my helmet on. He's in there putting a tune-up in it and then putting his helmet on. So I love racing a guy like Tim Wilkerson.
Finally, Ron, we've seen drivers win championships and then, for whatever reason, not be able to back it up the following season, probably because it is so difficult to be successful out here. That is not the case with you. You broke through. You got your first championship, now three wins in a row, and it seems like the team is really coming into something. What are we witnessing here, and what do you foresee in the near future for this team, for these guys? You had your Napa guys here. Everybody was high-fiving. Seems like there's a real emotional thing going on surrounding this Napa team.
You know, I probably should have had three championships, you know, in the past. Those ones we came close, we just didn't have those little breaks and those little, maybe luck you would call it, go our way at certain times in the countdown. It just didn't happen. And we fell short, but we could have easily been, I could be a three- or four-time champion this moment. But it was well worth the wait, and it showed that we could do it. And we did it without winning a race in a countdown. That showed the consistency that you have to have in this division of NHRA Funny Car. So, you don't know. In the past, everybody screamed out loud in the Funny Car ranks, you don't want to peak too soon. I don't think it matters anymore. And I think what you're seeing now, to answer your question, is just Ron Tobler and his preparation. As we saw in Indy when I crashed the car, we brought it out and didn't skip a beat. He is like that all the time, and I've seen it. I've been with him, so I've known it. It's just now it's cool that other people are actually seeing everything come to fruition, and it's always been that way, but now it's really shown, and it's just clutch disc and knowing what he wants and knowing what to do with a car, and when he gets a handle on something, I wouldn't want to race a Napa car. I know that.
52nd career win, 304th for Don Schumacher Racing, second here in Atlanta, third in a row on the tour. Ron Capps, congratulations.
Thanks, Joe.